If you've read mystery novels, you may know Bellevue-based writer J.A. Jance. She's written more than 50 books that focus on four separate detectives. Jance's newest mystery is called Dance of the Bones, and it's set on an Arizona reservation. The main character is a retired detective named Brandon Walker. The book is also a nod to Jance's first detective character, former Seattle police detective J.P. Beaumont. Jance told Marcy Silman she feels like Beaumont, or as Jance calls him, Beau, is like her firstborn child.
I moved to Seattle in 1981 as a refugee from a bad marriage and a worse divorce. I came to Seattle and lived in the Denny Regrade. My daughter called it the Dental Regrade. Our dentist was there for a number of years. And it was while I was there that I finally gave myself permission to start writing. When I started writing about Beaumont, I was a single parent with two little kids, a full-time job selling life insurance, no child support, and I had to set what I was writing in a place I didn't have to go to do any research, so I just set it in the Denny Regrade, and that's how Beau came into being.
That's how many years ago now?
I started writing about him in 1982.
It was a different kind of city than the one where you and I are sitting now.
It was a very different city.
Beau has also evolved over, I mean, his circumstances have changed, as has the surroundings that he's amidst. And I wonder how the evolution of the city has affected the evolution of this guy.
Well, one of the series I read way before I started writing was John D. MacDonald, and I loved Travis McGee. But what annoyed me about Travis McGee is he never changed. He never got any older. He never got any smarter. And so I made a deliberate decision to let my characters go ahead and grow up, which is how Beau eventually got into treatment, and he's been sober now for a number of years. He's still trying to make amends for the father he wasn't when his kids were growing up. And I think those are all lessons we learn as we move along. And so seeing him grow has been part of what makes him interesting for me to write about.
He makes a short appearance in Dance of the Bones, and I understand that's because he's a bossy guy.
My editor asked me if I could write a book where Beau and Brandon Walker would work together, and I said, sure, no problem. And then I started to write the book. And it turns out Beau does not play well with others. I would be writing a Brandon Walker scene, and Beau would come in and say, tell my story first. You know how when you're on the phone, your toddler comes in and says, me, 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 me. Well, that was just the way it was. And so finally, I had to say, okay, I'll write your story first, and then you have to sit down and shut up. So I wrote a novella. I took that part of the story that was so disruptive in Dance of the Bones, put it in a novella called Stand Down. And then when I went back to Dance of the Bones, Beau did what he was supposed to do and got along.
I'm speaking in Seattle Mystery Bookshop with J.A. Jance, who
surrounded by
your mysteries, actually.
Three shelves, 2.5 shelves of my book.
58 novels, right, by last count?
Actually, 51 novels, but numerous novellas and short stories.
Is there a favorite of these series for you?
One of my favorite books has always been Hour of the Hunter. I wasn't allowed in the creative writing program at the University of Arizona in 1964 because I was a girl. And the crazed killer in Hour of the Hunter turns out to be a former professor of creative writing from the University of Arizona. Bingo! Got him! But I think the most remarkable book I've ever written is the most recent Beaumont novel, Second Watch. Because in that, I took Beau's fictional life and wove a character from Bisbee High School, the valedictorian of the class of 61 who died in Vietnam. I wove his and his brokenhearted fiance's life into the background of that book. And people say, when I read that, I cried.
Bellevue-based mystery writer J.A. Jance. She spoke with Marcy Silman. Jance's latest novel, featuring detectives Brandon Walker and J.P. Beaumont, is called Dance of the Bones.